The East Lansing State Representative Mark Meadows. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This next story that you and I are going to talk about, I have to qualify. I'm a Williamston area resident. I coach youth sports, and I deal with a lot of young kids, and we have used the locker room that we're going to talk about. We covered this story not so much because it was a kid in Williamston, but it was about a locker room where a lot of kids in a lot of locker rooms could face similar type challenges. You will seek co-sponsorship on legislation in the House that would require a school building authority to ensure that the school building under its control is inspected every 5 years. Tell us about that. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I decided to do it because of what happened in Williamston. But, you know, I think also, you know, for instance, when we were building the new additions at East Lansing High School, you know, local building inspectors, you generally are not utilized in these construction projects. And this bill would give the school an option of using a local building inspector to do these five-year inspections, or even an outside, you know, contractor that could come in and do the inspections as well. So I'm not trying to make it extremely expensive for the school district, but, you know, if I'm not saying that if this bill had been passed, you know, 3 years ago, that there would have been, you know, something that would have saved this young man from being injured by this collapsing wall, but I think that regular inspection process in school in public buildings that house our children is a good public policy, and that's why I put it.
In October 2011, Gabe Corbett was a freshman student at Williamston High School. He was killed when a locker room wall collapsed on top of him. The 7-foot concrete block wall was known by students to have been wobbly for some time, although there is no indication that reinspection would have saved Gabe's life. The proposed legislation implements mandates that could safeguard students and teachers for harm in the future. What I'm surprised at, Mark, is that insurers wouldn't require schools to be inspected. Bridges are regularly inspected. Some state buildings are. It just seems like it'd be common sense that you take a look at schools every year, every couple of years, even if it was just from the insurance point of view.
I agree with you. You know, but it's not part of the law, and this law specifically would say that, you know, by 2014, so giving them a reasonable period of time, all school buildings in the state, public and private, would be inspected, and that afterwards, every 5 years, they do a reinspection just to make sure everything's up to snuff, and that it provides that they'll have a reasonable period of time to make corrections. You know, once, you know, you can't blame people, and I'm not trying to blame the Williamson School District. If it's something they don't know about, how are they going to fix it? But by having an inspection process, they can make those corrections so that we don't have this tragedy reoccur.
From your perspective, do you have enough support to get it through committee?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I am a Democrat in sort of Republican land there. So
oh, come on, Mark. You can get these guys to see the merit of this bill, can't you?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, the common sense approach that I'm trying to have here will, you know, resonate on both sides of the aisle.
All right. A couple more questions before I let you go. What do you think about the bridge? Do you think that'll be brought up again? Do we need a bridge from Detroit to Canada?
Well, I'm convinced that we do need the bridge and that it would be a tremendous public works project for the state of Michigan. And ultimately, it brings millions and millions and millions of dollars into the Michigan economy. So I'm very supportive of the bridge.
There are those who are in opposition, like Representative Opsomer, who say that the tunnel and the current bridge are underutilized and we don't specifically know how we're going to pay for this.
Well, I think we know how we're going to pay for it, so I think Representative Opsomer is wrong on that. And he and I have been on a television show together where we're talking, and I think he very articulately expresses his opinion on the utilization. The thing is that as the economy improves, there will be an increasing utilization of this crossing because it handles more international traffic than any other place in the United States. More goods are brought across there than the Port of New York, the Port of New Orleans, the Port of Los Angeles. It's number one in the nation. And our biggest trading partner is Canada. So we do need this additional bridge across that area. And frankly, the Canadians want us to have this bridge there because it will help them in the goods that travel back and forth as well. This is an international project.
All right, I've got a minute left.
I appreciate his position, but I haven't.
I got a minute left. Does Lansing need a casino?
Okay, I knew you'd put me on the spot.
Or should they have a casino from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think the people of the city of Lansing have to make that decision. I'm not a big casino guy. I confess that I feel that really the people who shouldn't be spending money are often the people who are standing there plugging nickels into a machine that's not going to give them any back.
All right.
I'm not a big casino guy.
State Representative Mark Meadows, thanks so much, sir. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay. Have a great day, Tom.